In the New York Times, on Fox News, MSNBC, The Blaze, The Weekly Standard, The Drudge Report, Yahoo News, or maybe in your local papers, high school or college. Maybe you've heard the name on the radio, internet, or TV. Wherever it's been, you may have wondered, who is this guy, and what does he really stand for? The media just can't quite figure him out or get him right. So we thought we'd take a moment to introduce to you the man and his mission. Bradley Dean is the president and CEO of an organization that has reached millions of people through high school assembly programs, college campuses, radio, internet, TV, and music. Bradley Dean is the drummer for the nationally acclaimed band Junkyard Prophet, also featured on Modern Drummer magazine, and a drum instructional DVD called Deadlock. Bradley is also a national columnist for WorldNet Daily, the number one news source in the world. His articles are featured on a regular basis, and his writings in WorldNet Daily pack a powerful punch of truth and right, with no room to bend or bow to unrighteousness. Bradley Dean hosts The Sons of Liberty, a radio show that airs nationally and internationally in 52 countries, that restores the Bible and the Constitution as the foundation upon which our great nation was established. Bradley Dean is also the host and director of My War, a five-part documentary series that takes issues dead-on, such as the media, abortion, the Constitution, our founding fathers, and the truth of God's Word, while standing firm upon the rock of Jesus Christ, the maker of all things. Bradley Dean has a hard-hitting message of truth in love, which doesn't overlook sin or shy away from the issues, but loves enough to tell people the truth. His message is bringing America back to the old paths that made our nation great. He is a husband to one, daddy to five, and a patriot. He stands for truth and justice. So why then is his message so scary to the mainstream media? What are they so afraid of? And what don't they want you to know? All it takes is a moment's look into his message, and you'll understand what he is and who he's fighting for. This is Bradley Dean.
Should be up in just a second here, guys. We're operating off of a clock. Again, letting you know, just working through some bumps in this transition from GCN, Genesis Communication Networks, over to that of bbsradio.com. So we should be up here in about 55 seconds. Well, before we get to that, I can go ahead and share this with you. Folks, we are going to have that new book out at the end of the month here, believe it or not. And this is the latest one. All the prophets were pointing to the front of the church. Outstanding content. It's premised on testimonials and going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. First, the heart. God speaks to the heart, not the head. And then, folks, what we do is we go ahead and let him get at the head. And then the armor going over to Ephesians 6:12. Orders go out tomorrow morning. Orders go out tomorrow morning. A lot of stuff over there per your request. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. And I wanted to show this to you too. This is a comic book testimonial that I have for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-800-332-3300.
1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, SOL Radio Live, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe there as well. You can watch us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You'll find us over there on the top left side of that page as well. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. And going back to Acts 4:12, we all understand in this country that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Folks, let me just tip into this really quick, because what we're going to be talking about here in just a little bit, I'm going to go through a plethora of topics. I'm going to show you what the issues are that need to be dealt with by the people, the government in this country. And then I'm also going to show you the resolve. And I'm going to bring you back to the old past, and I think you're going to have a little fun with that. But we'll get to that in just a moment. I think more than anything, one of the things that needs to be said concerning what's taking place in this country is to question authority. Especially when you see the delegated authority that we, the people, have given to our said representatives, how they have acted out, and assuming authority that has never been given unto them by we, the people. We've never given them delegated authority, friends, to attack us. That's not the purpose that they're there. If you look at Article 6, Section 2, you'll find the Supremacy Clause. You'll also find in Article 2, Section 3 clause, Article 2, Section 3 in the U.S. Constitution, their job is to execute the laws found that God has bestowed through common law, and that's not what they're doing. As a matter of fact, the purpose of government is to maintain order, to basically stop men from transgressing God's law, 1 John 3:4. And justifying the righteous and condemning the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Where are we seeing any of that today? We're seeing just the opposite. And really what that does is it reflects who we are as a people and showing us what we have left off when it comes to the law enforcement, bringing justice and judgment upon the heads of the guilty, Isaiah 26, verse 9. And if we're going to, again, go ahead and just give them a pass, this is what we're going to get. No, what we need to do, just like our forefathers told us, first of all, we have to study the past. That's found at the Congress of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. It's inscripted upon rocks, okay? And with that, you know, study the past, you know, and what have our forefathers taught us? Not only to study the past, friends, but to stand up against tyranny at every given level. As a matter of fact, these coffee cups that we have here are resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Who said that? John Adams, Ben Franklin, all 56 of our signers. Friends, those that wrote the Declaration of Independence, those that preceded them, the 13 colonies and the less than 3% of the population, they all agreed to uphold God's moral law in the face of tyranny. And that precedes Romans 13, where the hirelings of today, John 10, 12, like to take it out of context. Read Romans 12, 21. We are to question authority, friends, because they work for us first and foremost. I mean, how ridiculous for an employer just to go ahead and let his employees do whatever they want to do without questioning what it is that has been delegated to them concerning their work ethic, concerning the quality of their work, concerning the do's and don'ts of what they're doing. Common sense comes into play, right? So what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to get to that, okay? Because it's important that we do. And I just want to throw this out there really quick and just put a little salt on your tongue before the first break here. But do you guys remember September 11th? Did you know that right after September 11th, 2001, did you know that over 50% of the people in New York believe that it was your government that was responsible for those two towers to fall, which was impossible for them to fall and topple from the top to the bottom? Ask any professional. And they will tell you, any expert in the build of architecture, friends, they will tell you there's no way that that could have possibly happened. Well, questioning authority, I want to go ahead and do that. And when I look at some of the firemen, there's over 150 eyewitnesses and ear witnesses, including firefighters, that told us exactly what happened that day. But for some reason or another, all of their information was completely censored and suppressed. Nobody ever got that information. So I want to throw a little at you right now. This is Karen DeShore, Fire Department of New York City. This individual said the explosives were getting bigger. Okay. Listen to this. This is the fireman on September 11, 2001, talking about questioning authority. You started hearing more explosions. This was David Timothy of the Fire Department of New York. Thomas Torelli said it just seemed like a huge explosion. Paul Coran said a very, very tremendous explosion. Some say detonation was taking place. Another guy, Stephen Gregory, said from the Fire Department of New York City, said explosions on the upper floors. Ray Chelson said, we heard this huge explosion. Angela Riviera said, we have heard this explosion. Explosions going on everywhere. Listen carefully. Jason Charles from the Fire Department of New York City said, I heard a ground level explosion. Interesting, of course, to shake the foundation. John Coyle, Fire Department of New York City, said, I was there when it exploded. James McKinley, another firefighter from New York City, said, I heard this huge explosion. I can't even say his last name, Caccielli from the Fire Department of New York City said a bomb went off. Why are we supposed to question authority? Because look at the narrative that was set. And again, to remind everybody as to what has taken place since September 11th, who's attacked the American people more than its own set representative government? Nobody has. And again, the reason that that is taking place is because people haven't taken the time to know history. Julio Mario, Fire Department of New York City, said it was a bombing. Wow. Louis said it was a bomb that went off. All of a sudden, we heard this explosion. Joseph Ray. Brian Dixon said like someone had planted explosives. How come we never heard this in the mainstream media? And if we did, we only heard it once. Here's another one here for you. There was some kind of explosion. It sounded like a million firecrackers going off. This was Dean Custer, Fire Department of New York City. Another guy said there was a big, huge explosion. Folks, whenever we see these massive crises that take place, folks, 9 times out of 10, you can go ahead and pull the curtain behind to see what really happened. And that's why, again, it's important for us to question the authority. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who it is that we are, what it is that we have been doing concerning the fruit that we have been producing. Matthew 7:16 through 20. We'll be right back.
Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that
people in power that threaten our values. What's his answer?
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver.
Gold and silver is the answer.
I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values.
How does that work?
Well, Genesis.
Hey, you know what? I can do this. I'm the show host here. I can have a little fun with all this mess.
Your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship
is one
that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD.
Orders go out tomorrow.
That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Oh, I can't wait to get the phone lines back up. I got people picking on me again. Garsh. Jude 2 and 3, contend for the faith, folks. I'll tell you what, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's who we are, what it is that we've been doing and are doing over the last 25 years of ministry, Luke 19:10. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over there, 13 to 15 articles given to you, written to you by contributors from across the country that are a part of the answer. It reminds me of the sons of Issachar who knew the times. These people are in the culture war fighting to bring the answers for all of us. And I praise God for every single one of them that they're in the fight with us, 1 Timothy 6:12. So with that, friends, let's go back to the end of the last segment. And I just want you to see this because we're talking about questioning authority. And for all that's taking place in the country, folks, I mean, you got to be pretty ignorant not to do so. But I have to remind everybody, there's a lot of ignorant people that don't know the difference. And what's scary is they are the ones that think they have the answers, right? Read Romans 1:22 when you get a moment. Let me finish this off. These are the firefighters that were censored and suppressed by the mainstream media. Firefighters, okay, the ones that were responsible for the ones that survived the attacks of September 11th. They're all talking about detonation. They're all talking about the bombs that are going off inside of the building. But that's not what we have been told, right? Let me go on. Kevin Murray said there was a big explosion. Edward Kennedy, Fire Department, New York City, a tremendous boom explosion. Another guy, Patrick Sergiano, Fire Department, New York City. I heard the explosion. They sounded like bombs, Keith Murphy said. George Kozlowski said a giant explosion. These are guys that were on the scene. These are eye and ear witnesses. Folks, we played the videos for you before. And yet again, that's all been censored. Why? Folks, it's time to start questioning all authority that's been delegated to our said representative governments. What is frightening to the carnal mind is all of the agencies that have been created since September 11th that are now being used to be leveraged against the American people. Just look at the Department of Homeland Security. And again, this falls to not a conspiracy theory, friends. It is, in fact, a conspiracy. I've been in 1 Kings and 2 Kings over the last week and a half, and it's absolutely astounding how many times conspiracies took place, but somehow or another in America, Americans think it could never get by them. Oh, it's gotten by you time and time and time and time again. We do a whole show on like 35 conspiracies that were sold to you by the mainstream media as theories only, which in fact turned out to be true. Okay, Americans, so we need to pay attention as to what's going on here. Here's another one. Frank Campani said, Fire Department, New York City, you see three explosions. He said he's seen three explosions. Another one said Mike Doran, again, another firefighter from New York City, an explosion or a bomb. Wow, that's craziness. Mark Steffens, Fire Department, New York City, said a massive explosion. Wow. Has anybody ever seen a building fall or collapse from the top up? Hey, friends, let me just give you a little cue here, okay? Just to prove the conspiracy, Jeremiah 11, verse 9, read it. That's just one instance. Heat goes up. It doesn't go down. And again, if you want to look at the definition of the Department of Homeland Security, you know those federal agencies that have been created after September 11th that are bussing illegals into America today? You know, the mainstream media for 18 years told you that the Muslims were responsible for dropping the two buildings. Now they're infiltrating government in the United States of America, and our borders are wide open to those that hate America, that want to conquer America. Have you figured this out yet, Americans? When you go to the Department of Homeland Security and you look at the 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, guess who they are? They're you and me. There you have it. There's history repeating itself. Look to old Adolf Hitler. Man, always accuse your enemies of what you're guilty of. Read Revelation 13, 17, and 10 when you get a moment, friends. He's the accuser of the brethren, and that's who he's using within the halls of government today. And this is the kind of stuff you just can't make up. I mean, when you just stop and think about that, over the last 22, 23 years, we have been told who the enemies are. And then after the 18-year mark was up, all of a sudden they turned it right on the American people. And then they called you a bigot if you, you basically called out those that were allegedly responsible for September 11th or haters. I mean, folks. Again, you just can't make up what's going on here, but we are in it in a big way. Some time ago, we had Craig Scott on the radio, and Craig Scott was the kid that sat, well, he was standing right next to Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, the two kids that allegedly walked in by themselves. Just forget about all that redacted tape throughout the whole school. Forget about all that, friends. That's not important information, right? Or so they would have you believe. That's why we question the authority. But I'd ask Craig on the radio here and the television broadcast, I asked him the question. I said, well, it's interesting because I have a list of over 101 other eyewitnesses that said there was more than two shooters in that school. And they all came from the useful idiots in the mainstream media. And all of them are marked as actual quotes from the kids. Even some of the kids that were shot at Columbine were even asked, who shot you? Was it Eric or was it Dylan? And this young lady said it was neither one of them. It was so-and-so. And for some reason or another, they got rid of all of the other evidences, even going so far as to killing two kids inside of a subway that were friends with Eric and Dylan Klebold. See, so there's a lot more going on there than what we have been told. But Craig Scott said, you know, I've heard all of that too. But folks, are you telling me that the mainstream media's objective was to go ahead and highlight all these shooters and how corrupt federal agencies may have been involved? I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? Are we supposed to just roll over in the face of what goes on, or do we do our own due diligence? No, we question authority. What about Oklahoma City bombing? Same exact thing. When that bomb went off, friends, it's interesting to note how all the ATF members were not in that building and how many people died, including children inside of that building. But who was accused? Was it federal agencies or those that actually set off the bomb? Or were they foreigners that were accused of it? No, they had to pick a lone wolf. They love the lone wolves. That's why they had to get rid of all of the other evidences of other shooters inside of Columbine as well. So we've covered 9/11. We've covered that of Columbine High School, and we've covered that of Oklahoma City bombing, which anybody that pulls the curtain back just a little bit, see the massive conjecture going on with the propaganda narrative that was given to the American people. Well, what about Waco, Texas? Same thing. I dug deep into that one, and I'm not saying that David Koresh wasn't loose in his doctrines. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying it wasn't cultish. I'm not saying none of that. But I am saying that there was a lot of eyewitnesses and ear witnesses that were saying that that whole thing was a setup from the federal government. And it's also interesting to note that when you watch those videos, friends, they had bodyguards of Bill Clinton in his criminal administration while he was the governor in Arkansas. Remember him? Remember that guy? Remember that guy, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, that were doing business with George Bush Sr. in his criminal administration in Mena, Arkansas, and they were basically trafficking cocaine to fund their illegal wars. Remember all that, friends? And people died for telling you that too? Hey, folks, they were the ones that had the courage to go ahead and question the narrative. But when you look at Waco, who is responsible for it? And I was telling you that Bill Clinton, his bodyguards were killed in Waco right on film. And they were killed by their own people right on film. And we're not supposed to question any of the narrative? People, are you out of your mind? You have to question everything that you're told. I had some crazy stuff come up. And listen, I'm holding sound with my feet on the ground concerning questioning authority, because we all need to question authority every step of the way. Again, because that's delegated authority that's been given to them to serve we, the people, every given step of the way. But what I wanted you to see, because this is like just the tip of the iceberg, and I'm laughing again, friends, because it reminds me of Mengele. He was the angel of death under Adolf Hitler. He was an SS officer that committed heinous crimes, and the Nazi hunters were looking for that guy big time. But he's the guy that said, the more that we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Now, folks, you can't make this kind of stuff up. I have on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Do you guys remember Adolf Huizinger, Hitler's chief of staff, who became NATO's chief of staff? We're going to come right back to this because, again, we're talking about how the American people and people at large need to question all of that which is being sold to them through the CIA Mockingbird media. We'll be right back.
Whenever our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message.
We just talked to Kevin, as a matter of fact, today. And he just finished a documentary as to how they're going after the CIA for their crimes being committed against the people.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials. And
make distinction with Israel, friends. Revelation 3:9. Also go over to Romans 2:28 and 29.
American and Israeli leaders
and John 8:44.
Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Father, BBS Radio TV. Our shows are so captivating, you'll binge watch until your couch demands a family discount and your remote tries to friend you on Facebook. Don't skip on the popcorn.
In just a moment.
Leather on that butter.
I'm sure he'd be
like
cool with it.
It's going out of style.
Going out of style.
BBS Radio TV, live worldwide radio and web TV.
Available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. All the prophets were pointing to the front of the church and soldier of the cross.
TV, from
first the heart, then the head, then the armory, Ephesians 6:12. Again, we'll be right back.
Our shows are so mind-bending, they make ordinary candy look like broccoli.
BBS Radio TV, free, unmolested content from A to Z. We don't limit the content.
Okay, I'm going to read something for you from Kevin Schiff in just a moment here, friends. Talking to my social media platform friends.
And then live with it.
Thanks for jumping on and hanging on with us through this transition. Welcome back again to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, also on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. I want to get back over to this because we're on a roll here concerning should we question authority? Absolutely. Hey, folks, consider the mainstream media and Mockingbird Media. It's all CIA controlled through six corporations worldwide. Dr. Udo Ufkat downloaded all this information for us. He writes a book. A year and a half later, he dies under strange circumstances. Again, let me just say this if you haven't heard it before. We're to believe that when they commit suicide, like around the Clintons, they all commit suicide. You know, like they shoot themselves in the head with a shotgun four or five times, and then they sell it to the people. Well, hey, folks, the bigger the lie, and the bigger the lie that they get away with, the more they're brainwashing and dumbing down the people that accept it. And that's what it's all aimed at. But speaking of the CIA, and I'll come back to this in just a moment, is if you look at the screen right now, a friend of mine, Kevin Schiff, was just talking to him today, as a matter of fact. He's former CIA, and I'm sure he's A-OK with me sharing this information with you. It wasn't planned. It's just shooting from the hip right now. He said he just finished the expose of CIA abuse of power and secrecy against the American people. He said, taking a huge personal risk, but thoroughly convinced the Lord has called me to do this. I'd appreciate everybody's prayers for my safety and peace. He said, this book will be a bombshell. It can be pre-ordered on Amazon. The most pre-orders, the less the mainstream media can censor it. He said, I'm calling for an avalanche of citizen demand for CIA reform. And, well, if we consider the CIA, and that's where I'm going right now because I was just tapping into it right before the last break here, it's interesting because, again, Harry Truman, the buck stops here, President, is the guy that said if he knew back in 47 who the CIA were, that they were the American version of the Gestapo, he said he would have never approved their measures. Well, let me take it one more step just to prove the point that we need to question all authority. Adolf Huizinger, Hitler's chief of staff, who became NATO's chief of staff. Hey, folks, this list goes on. General Adolf Huizinger was Adolf Hitler's chief of the general staff of the army during World War II. Now, what's really going to get you, and this is easy to find, I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you, Prescott Bush, daddy to George Bush Sr., granddaddy to George Bush Jr., and Jeb Bush and all the other criminals in the Bush regime. Interestingly enough, he was illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. That should come as no surprise because we also know, and again, this is simple to find out, friends. It's not difficult. They had something called Operation What? Where 1,800, I said 1,800, SS war criminals were brought over and to be changed in name, identity, and brought in and put into place in government positions and agencies within the United States of America. Operation Paperclip. Okay, this has been going on in this country for a long time. Who drives the CIA narrative? Well, the CIA does. The devil. I mean, just look at the minions that are pushing their narrative. Well, it's the devil himself. Again, why shouldn't we question the narrative? Absolutely, we question the narrative. I want to show you something. This is brand new. In speaking of questioning the narrative, we have a top BBC presenter who's been found dead after vowing to expose COVID vaccines. Hey, friends, outside of the fact that we have a whole lot of holistic doctors on a worldwide basis that are just dying under strange circumstances, it should come as no surprise that many of those whistleblowers that were exposing Big Pharma and the vaccines just mysteriously died as well. Matter of fact, we had Dr. Tenpenny on the radio that was one that was telling the American people and people in 53 countries that we were broadcasting into that, listen carefully, you haven't seen anything yet. Now people are dying as you look to the left and to the right. You can't even, friends, talk to a family that hasn't had somebody that has passed on into the next life that didn't take the experimental jab. Challenge me. Folks, I'm sorry. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. Ask anybody that you know and you tell me if it's true or not. Again, put that up against Leviticus 17:11, 19:19 of Deuteronomy, and then put that up against John 10:10. When the Lord says, don't do it, he says don't and not because he loves us and he's looking out for our good. He's not looking to hurt us. Okay? You should question the people that are trying to take down the law of God. We metaphorically speak of a fence. Before they're taken down, you might want to ask the question as to why they were put up. Well, back in the 60s, they said no more to God's 10 commandments. Now man's complaining about man's 10,000 commandments. My goodness, folks, put it into perspective. Put this in front of yourself. That's what I'm doing here. I want to go over to another guy right now. Speaking of questioning the authority, this guy died in the process as well. His name is Kerry Mulis. He was the creator of the PCR test. And for those that didn't know, folks, that's all you have to do is look to the PCR tests that were mandated throughout the United States of America during the last crisis. And for many, they didn't know that what was inside of the PCR was the very virus itself. Now, any of that stuff, folks, was unlawful. The government has never, ever been given constitutional or delegated authority from we the people to tell you what you better do in the sense of putting something inside of your body. They don't have that authority. And we highlighted all the federal and state judges that said everything these governors are doing is completely unconstitutional. That means null and void. That means, like Thomas Jefferson said, nugatory. It doesn't exist. It only exists if you play along and pretend with them. I want you to check this guy out. He's no longer with us. And why? Well, because he was calling out a guy by the name of Anthony Fauci. Yeah. You know, the one that Rand Paul's been raising hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, from the American people. I mean, as if to suggest he's already getting paid. Let's just forget the fact that he's already getting paid, but he keeps fleecing his constituents to raise more money because he says he has Anthony Fauci. He caught him lying. He's going to bring charges against him. When's that going to happen, Rand? And for the record, Rand is not his dad. Just so you know, Rand Paul, his wife, was going behind the backs of the American people buying stock in Remdesivir during the time that he was selling you, the American people, and fleecing the constituents and raising money from them, aggrandizing that wealth unto himself. While he was telling you that he got Anthony Fauci, his wife was buying stock in the propaganda narrative of the whole crisis within itself. Hey, just so you know again. Just so you know again, let's go over to Kerry Mulis real quick and go ahead and check out and see what he has to say.
What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything. And I'd say that to his face. Nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on the bottom. You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to. And they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera. You can't expect the sheep to really respect the best and the brightest. They don't know the difference, really. I mean, I like humans, don't get me wrong, but basically the vast majority of them do not possess the ability to judge who is and who isn't a really good scientist. I mean, that's a problem. That's a main problem, actually, with science, I'd say, in this century, because science is being judged by people. Funding is being done by people who don't understand it. Okay, who do we trust? Fauci? Fauci doesn't know enough to, you know. If Fauci wants to get on television with somebody who knows a little bit about this stuff and debate him, he could easily do it, because he's been asked. I mean, I've had a lot of people... President of the University of South Carolina asked Fauci if he'd come down there and debate me on the stage in front of the student body, because I wanted somebody who was from the other side to come down.
Okay, so just so you know, this guy is a 1993 Nobel Peace Prize chemist, and so he knows exactly what he's talking about, and he's exposing Fauci for who exactly he is. Again, we're talking about questioning authority, and it's important that we do so.
Down there and balance my... Because I felt like, well, these guys can listen to me, but I need to have somebody else down here that's going to tell me the other side. But Fauci didn't want to do it. What is it? What is it about?
But he said Fauci didn't want to do it. Of course he didn't want to do it. I know people don't like good news. I don't know why that is. But I like the good report, Numbers 13, 14. I don't like the evil report. But I do want to say this. You know what? When people stand up and they push, when you have, you know, 9 billion, 8 billion, 9 billion people on the planet, and when they come together and they say we want justice and they want to hold these little rats accountable for the crimes that they have committed, I'll tell you what, the Lord begs the question. Asking the question, who's going to stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? 94:16 of Psalms. You know, for the new listener, here, listen carefully. One of the great wonders of any age is why the masses allow the small portion of the population to commit the crimes against the masses. I do not understand it. You make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. I can't say this is a wolf. This looks like a little rat to me. It's exactly what he is. And I'm not name calling. It's true. He's a rat. He's a repeat criminal. We're talking about questioning authority. We're going to come right back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, just highlighting the fact that we are all to question authority. Now, I want to hit this too, because it's important that you understand, and I know some people, when I bring up the topic, they're going to say, yeah, Bradley, we heard your capitulating whine. It's like, okay, hey guys, if they're going to attack me and they're going to try to shut me down and censor me and suppress me, you better understand that it's information they don't want you to have. And the great way to make distinction between those that are telling you the truth and those that are not are those that are being censored. Those are the ones that they're worried about. They're not worried about Fox News. They're not worried about the average conservative talk show host or the professed Christian that's been put up to dilute the word of God. Folks, I mean, come on, let's wake up here, right? Jesus said we're going to be hated for his namesake. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. We're going to be scoffed. We're going to be mocked. It's all there. Well, they're getting none of that. Why? Because they're not proposing the answers to you. They're working for the establishment. And that's what's confusing here. So many people say they're tired of the establishment, but yet they're cheerleading their oppressors. They're the ones that have been put up concerning your next presidential contenders. What about the other 1,000? That's what you should be worried about. Why aren't they being talked about? Why are they not being given a platform? Because the two that are given to you are two wings to the same bird. That's why. Common sense comes into play. Hey, folks, are you paying attention to the fact that a lot of your outlets are starting to go under? And you know why? Because I talked to quite a few of these guys. You know why they're going down? Because they're being censored and they're being suppressed. I'm not talking about Alex Jones. Too many questions around Alex Jones. Folks, I've been hearing him since day one. David Knight has a lot to say about Alex Jones and his connections to those that he complains about as being the problem. Well, he's a part of the bad boy club, I guess. Okay? And we'll bring David up and he can share all that with you when he gets time. But I am telling you right now, friends, there's going to be some major networks going down. And because they're losing numbers, because big tech is suppressing all of their free speech, their information. It's exactly what they did during the pandemic. That's how they got away with the pandemic. But the information still got out there. The American people know. People on a worldwide basis, they know the answers, right? Listen to this. This is George Washington. This is what is in fact happening in America today because the people are allowing it. For if men are to be precluded from offering their sentiments on a matter, their opinion, which may involve the most serious and alarming consequences that can invite the consideration of mankind, reason is of no use to us. He said, the freedom of speech may be taken away, and dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. That's what's happening to some of these bigger networks right now. And because the people at large are allowing it to happen, they're not fighting to deal with the people that are illegally censoring their first amendment of the Bill of Rights. Guess what? When they go, you're next. Just so you know. Hey, they're smiting the shepherd right now that the sheep might scatter. You got to think about what's going on. See, they want to break it down so you're an easy prey. And they've been tightening the noose for some time now in this country concerning illegal censorship. And it needs to stop yesterday. They need to be held accountable for their illegal activities in censoring our free speech. Well, what did Ben Franklin say about it? He said, freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and they die. And it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. That's what free speech is. That's what we're doing here. We're standing up against the traitors and the oppressors. And we're battering against them with the word of truth. Okay? It produces excellent writers and encourages men of fine genius. Hey, folks, if it's our bulwark of liberty, is it not worth fighting for? Because that's what's going on right now. That's what's going on. Those that have been with me for years over at Genesis Communication Networks, we have received massive censorship. We know this. Again, our YouTube page was full down. Our Facebook page was full down. Vimeo wouldn't carry us because we were speaking out against the pandemic. The list goes on and it goes on and it goes on. YouTube, as I just said, pulled down our page. Hey, folks, we'd have 5 to 7 million followers right now. But no, we're just hanging on with the numbers that have been allotted to us by the bad guys. But notice all these other clowns that call themselves conservatives that are good for nothing. Isn't it interesting? 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 views. And we're supposed to just settle with our 50 or 60,000. And Bradley, just shut up and be thankful for what you got. No, wrong guy. That's not me. You want to play? Go find someone else you're going to dictate because it's not going to be me in Jesus' name. And call me a tough guy all you want, but don't tell me I'm not in this fight. Proving the God of Israel. It's not over yet because the fat lady isn't singing. Matter of fact, I don't even see the fat lady. I'm tired of what I see out there, Americans. Long, long ago, I'm tired of what I see out there. I want to go over to this really quick and leave you on a positive note because, you know, the Bible tells us that we're to go back to the old past. Okay? We're not to be given to change. We're supposed to go back to the old past, like that of grandpa and grandma. I'll get to that in a moment. If we don't, I want you to understand that men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks like our greatest generation did. Their children, which we're dealing with now, brought up easy, let it slip away again. Poor fools, said D.H. Lawrence. He said, and now their grandchildren will once more be slaves. Whoa. Whoa. I guess old Ronald Reagan, not that he was a good guy, but he was sold to us as a good guy, better than what we see today. I guess he was right when he said freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to the same. He was right. He was absolutely right. I want you to hear this. This is Grandma Rocks. And I only have 3 minutes, so I'm going to kick this. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the school shootings and the computer age and just things in general. The grandma replied, well, let me think for a moment. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen food, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbee, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. No. Grandma said man had not even invented pantyhose yet, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and at that point, that was old. That was the old past, what Grandma and Grandpa knew, okay, and lived. She went on and said, your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and mother until I was 25. I called every man older than I, sir. We were before what they call gay rights don't exist, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, said Grandma. That's right. Good judgment, which the Ten Commandments teach, and common sense, of course. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. She said, serving your country was a privilege, and living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was people that ate at or during Lent. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radio, said Grandma. And she said, I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was a junk. It was a joke and it was made out of junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Grandma said Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 to 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and 2 postcards. You could buy a new Chevy Coupe for $600, but who could afford one? And Grandma said, too bad, because gas was only 11 cents. In my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in the hardware store. And software wasn't even a word. Grandma said, we were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed to have a husband to have a baby. No wonder why people call us old and confused, said Grandma. And say that there's a generation gap. Hey, folks, how old do you think Grandma is? She'd be 88 years old today. 88 years old. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. See ya.